Set up the week ahead.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Disney Plus could have 20 million subscribers by the end of the year. That's according to analysts from Credit Suisse. Let's discuss the explosive growth of the streaming channel with Tom Lason, media analyst based in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program. Disney Plus went live in mid-November, so that means it could potentially generate 20 million subscribers over the course of just 6 weeks. In the history of any product rollout, has any other entity either developed 20 million subscribers or 20 million customers in just 6 weeks?
Well, I'll make the political statement, Rob, and the answer is not that I'm aware of. So it's amazing. And you think to yourself, well, gee, you know, they double five or six more times in a year from now. Heck, they should dominate the world. But obviously you get to a point of diminishing returns where it's like your golf game. You know, I can get you out of the hundreds and the 90s pretty quickly. The 80s is going to take some time, and the 70s is a lifetime. So they are going to reach, you know, a saturation at some point, but that is many moons away. You know, by the year 2024 with international growth and all those things, they're talking about, you know, massive numbers here in the terms of, worldwide subs. So yes, the early move is impressive. I'm sure it'll probably slow down as more and more adopters, you know, come in and they start to aggregate, but it has been an impressive run here in this first month, no doubt.
Well, it just goes to show you the power of intellectual property and having all of those different brands under one roof, because the Disney Plus content can please multiple constituencies. You've got Pixar movies for the kids. You've got Star Wars. You've got the Marvel Comics universe. You've got The Simpsons. Just so many different varieties of programming that appeals to so many different groups, and that seems to be the secret of their success.
Well, yeah, you always say, well, you can't be all things to all people. Well, maybe you can be all things to all people. And what's interesting to me about this, too, is a phenomenon, which is kind of what we're talking about here, Rob, is that, you know, this is a service I think your kids will actually ask for by name. And we've had this Baby Yoda explosion here over the course of the past couple of weeks. It's just one example of this interlinking of the merchandise and a show like The Mandalorian. Yeah, it cost $100 million to make. But I'm starting to think, you know, let me just bounce this off you as an idea. I'm starting to think almost that streaming is almost serving as a sort of loss leader for Disney, in the sense of it's really what's tying you into more of a lifestyle sort of thing with anything from phones to e-commerce to theme parks. Those may really, at the end of the day, be the real revenue generators as opposed to $6.99 a month because of all the synergies they do have. I know we hate that word, but I can't help but use it in the case of Disney Plus.
Well, Tom, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Tom Lason, media analyst in Seattle, Washington. You can find him on Twitter at Tom Lason. And he does have a point. If you really get a kick out of Baby Yoda in The Mandalorian, they're probably selling him at a gift shop at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in Orlando.
Your daily transaction for useful information.